Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhaskatyade Satane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. When I was asking myself what could be the subject I would like to talk about at this Govardhan retreat, I was going through different possibilities, but then I heard that this marks the 500th visit of, or the, how do you say, it's the anniversary of the 500th visits of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I immediately decided not to speak about Krishna, but to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's of course the same subject matter because he is Krishna, but I want to say a little bit that for me in my life the question is no longer so much what is the goal. For me the question is how can I attain it? And the one who answers this question in the most timely and most relevant way for this Kali Yuga is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who searches after the fallen souls who have lost their way, and with his amazing dispensation of mercy saves them. So I wanted to do some Gaurakatha about the visit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from there delve a little bit into Krishna Katha, because that's the way to go. I remember in the beginning of the time, Prabhupada, he invited us to come first to Sridham Mayapur and then to Vrindavan. And there was a reasoning in this order. First Mayapur and then Vrindavan. Mayapur, the offenses are forgiven, and when you are free from these obstacles, then you can approach Vrindavan in seriousness. So Prabhupada leaned heavily on the tradition that when you remember Krishna in the traditional way, you first remember his most merciful incarnation, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who has opened a free pathway to Lord Krishna. Particularly during the classes, I wanted my audience to take two points into deeper considerations. The first point was something which I discovered in my life, udipans, stimuli. When we heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who really, in his visit in Vrindavan, saw Krishna everywhere and embraced each tree and interacted with the cows and parrots and so on, we could understand that had awakened his ecstatic love of God. And I wanted my audience to understand that on a lesser level, I mean, we are not God, we are his servants, but on our appropriate level, we can also get some udipans in our life, surround us with these, and hope that they will charge us. Another point which I wanted to share with all of you is something similar to Adipurusha, Prabhu. I have a friend in Germany, Professor Weber, who is one of the leading theologists now in this country. He's publishing widely, and he talked about a lot about the mercy of God as superseding the qualifications of the jiva. And we had many discussions about this. There is one person, he told me, in South India, a saint, who said, "The name of God never came in my mouth. All of a sudden I began to chant." And then his opponent says, yeah, but you began to chant because maybe you had looked into some sacred scripture and your interest was awakened. And he said, "I never showed any interest in scripture." And as he talks, he wants to make clear that the mercy of the Lord is absolutely not dependent on any imaginable condition. And it's amazing how this saint has opened a school. It has a difficult South Indian name, Vade Kala or something, which holds that the mercy of the Lord is not at all dependent on sadhana, on association, on agyata sukriti. He crosses all possibilities out and just says it's absolutely unconditional. And he said, "Do you have something like this in your Hare Krishna movement? And can you prove it?" And I said, "Yes, I'm sitting before you. My blood is still with me. And I'm convinced of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy." And I gave him different examples of Jagai and Madai and so on. And I said, "The only thing where Lord Chaitanya doesn't give his mercy is when he sees that someone commits offenses against devotees. That's the no-no. But otherwise, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful." So I wanted to speak about this a little in my section, The Ropes of Mercy, Krishna's Mercy, Hare Krishna. This mercy, unconditional. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna says, first surrender, Savadamam Parijaja, then we can look at your case. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't even ask that. And I think he's so unlimitedly merciful. And therefore, I took this opportunity to try to alert my audience to how he transforms hearts by infusing them with his mercy. Good. I thank you very, very much. It was a great experience to be with you. I must say, I think I did not do very well when I compare myself with Bhujam Prabhu and Jagatarini Mataji. I was humbled. Next year I will prepare better. My God, were they so nicely prepared. And really, I was very much enriched by these classes. And I will hear Madhavananda Prabhu's and Adi Purusha's Prabhu's classes through their modern technology of records. And very, very grateful to be part of it. And I I will never forget that moment when that letter came, "You can build your Govardhan retreat center." And I felt Giriraj has somehow accepted our little attempts to serve him. And I thank you very, very much for giving us this opportunity. Really. Many devotees come to me and say, thank you, and I thank you. You are the ones to be thanked. Hare Krishna.